Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. One of the most visible use cases of AI that we see on a pretty frequent basis is just the ability for cars to drive themselves, right? Self-driving vehicles. This is something that has been worked on for quite a long time. Obviously, Tesla is a big player in this space. They've been working on their self-driving car for quite a while, but there is a new player in this space or a new company that's trying to crack into this space, and that is Volkswagen. So today on the podcast, we'll be talking about a new self-driving initiative by Volkswagen, some controversies around it, where I think this really puts it into the future, and why it is so absolutely difficult for these cars to make really solid, safe self-driving technology, AI. So let's dive into it. So the news that is coming out today is the fact that Volkswagen has launched an autonomous vehicle test program in Austin, Texas. They're going to be using a fleet of 10 of their all-electric ID. Buzz vehicles. If you don't know what the ID. Buzz is, it's essentially like their, it's kind of like their new modern version of the old VW bus, you know, the hippie bus that everyone knows is super iconic. They made an electric version of that. And they're going to be creating self-driving vehicles with this. Now, they partnered with Mobilize Technology. But what I think is really interesting here is that this is coming around 9 months after they shut down their autonomous vehicle technology startup Argo. And this is after Volkswagen and Ford both were former financial supporters of Argo. They pulled their financial support and they just pretty much grabbed whatever was left of the IP and whatever was left over from Argo. So Argo completely shut down. You know, at the time, a lot of people were saying, you know, wow, this is a testament to Tesla and how hard it is to do self-driving. You know, these big players, Ford and Volkswagen, are shutting down their self-driving play. This is just, you know, showing how hard these giant neural networks and these self-driving AIs are, which I think has a lot of truth to it. But I think what a lot of people didn't expect here was the fact that while they might have shut that down, it was probably more indicative of the state of that company and not so much the state of Volkswagen. Because Volkswagen seems to be right back at it, working on another self-driving startup. So obviously this kind of artificial intelligence, the self-driving artificial intelligence, is very important to Volkswagen, but maybe Argo was just not the company to do it. So with this new plan, Volkswagen essentially has created a new subsidiary called Volkswagen ADMT, Autonomous Driving Mobility and Transport. I'm not sure if they're starting a new subsidiary because they're worried about the legal liabilities of this. Like, perhaps that could be part of it. But in any case, they're going to have teams in Belmont, California, and Austin. And they said that they're planning to actually employ former Argo engineers, which is really interesting. So I wonder if, you know, if they're hiring former engineers, I'm wondering if that company had issues, but not the employees, or maybe they didn't like being in, you know, a direct partnership with Ford. I'm not 100% sure what their issues are, but in any case, they're obviously right back at it, hiring the same people essentially 9 months later. So I think the plan, at least at the moment, in the very early days of this, is to start testing the autonomous vehicle technology developed by Mobileye in Austin. Then Volkswagen's going to start with just a couple of vehicles in July and expand to about 10 by the end of the year. And the vehicles are going to have cameras, LiDAR, radar, and self-driving software. Now, this is interesting because, you know, Tesla and Elon Musk famously have this whole stand against LiDAR and radar and say all you need is a camera for, you know, a Tesla or for a self-driving car. So I think that's interesting. Obviously, that technology is expensive, the LiDAR and radar. And so, you know, some people say that's why he wanted to pull it off. Some people say you know, when you see these Waymo vehicles driving around with all these radar things on the top, they look really goofy. And so he didn't think it was aesthetically pleasing. To be fair, he's pulled off some really impressive feats on the, you know, self-driving just from the cameras. So I think it's left to be said if that will be pulled off, and how much better that self-driving will get, which, I mean, at the moment it keeps improving. So one can only assume it would get better. In any case, Volkswagen is not taking that exact same approach as Tesla. And to be fair, you know, I think that Volkswagen is making a slightly different play because they only have 10 vehicles. And I think, like, by the end of the year, they're only planning on having 10 vehicles. And so I think when you have a lot smaller of a fleet, it's harder to gather all that data. At the moment, I think they're intending to just be more of a data capture right now with it. And I think it's pretty hard to compete with Tesla, who has, you know, hundreds of thousands of vehicles all on the road with cameras that are constantly capturing data, sending it back, and training their self-driving technology to become better and better. So I think it is going to be pretty interesting to see what they can do if they really are able to compete with such a small fleet that is gathering data. And of course, they are, you know, being able to lean on Mobileye, who has a lot of this self-driving technology and data already in place. So perhaps that will be able to compensate for it. In any case, I don't think this is just like an exclusive robo-taxi move that they're making. Volkswagen said that they are not building a dedicated ride hailing service at the time. So they're not, you know, going for Lyft or Uber with just robo-taxis. It would appear that what they're planning on doing is making money by selling an autonomous vehicle service, self-driving ID Buzz vans and their fleet management software, to other companies that want to use it for deliveries or ride hailing. So it would appear that they are going to be using this more for companies and people that would like to use their software. And this is a quote directly from them. They said, "Expanding our autonomous vehicle program to the North America region is the next step in our global strategic roadmap and the result of a long-term collaborative investment." So that was Christian Senger, who's a member of the board of management at Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. And Christian also said, "Moving into this next phase will help us test, validate, and refine technology, bringing us closer to establishing commercially available transportation offerings and eventually grow the diverse mobility portfolio of the Volkswagen Group." So I think, you know, at the end of the day, Volkswagen can see that this is a very important area. Self-driving, artificial intelligence, self-driving technology, autonomous driving. This is really important for where the space is going. Tesla obviously has made some really massive strides there. I think a lot of these, you know, legacy automakers know that they will eventually get beaten if they do not compete. So we see, you know, some like very preliminary, basic kind of self-driving features getting added to a lot of these different cars. Nothing is, you know, quite up at the level that Tesla is at right now. And I think that they know that that's going to be a strategic weakness. But it is very, very hard to build these, you know, these big data sets and to train cars in this way. So I think this is going to be something that Volkswagen is going to be struggling with now and into the future if they don't figure a way to really scale this to their entire fleet of vehicles.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.